okay for the evening.
Is the lung still my dear friend's heaviness of the spirit? Burdens of life weigh heavily upon some of you. I have brought it to you this time. Feel their presence and know that their task is to help lighten that heavy load.
As we remember them and do so.
We welcome home our absent friends, but I am sure they know and realize that we have been with them. Times of distress, times of disappointment, times of being unsure. These times are those when you must find yourselves. I have spoken with you about this many times in your past months. But I will say it to you once more, my dear friends. In times of trouble, that is when you come to truly know yourselves. Therefore, I ask for you that you try to do this each day of your living. Not only when we come together, but each day that dawns, I would ask that you connect with us to allow the spirit to be free, to allow the spirit more knowledge, in order that that knowledge be used wisely in your everyday lives. I feel this time, my dear friends, that I must give you the opportunity to ask of me what you will. But I feel this time a great heaviness which surrounds you all. Have your questions this time.
If you want to ask, you can about the lights, the colour. The lady to your left and I, Mum, we went to Mark Brandish, a medium on Saturday, and I was really grateful. When he came to me, he said that he could see lights, coloured lights all around me, but it wasn't my aura. Could you explain those words to me? I've interpreted that those are the lights that you say that are visible from us. Should I be correct?
I understand what you say. Let me say this to you, that as you sit here now, each individual is showered in many colors. I have explained a little to you about color, but not a lot. Color, as seen by those who give you words from our world, have developed sufficiently to see not only the auric field, but those who stand close by you. I would say to you this, my dear friend, that you are bathed in those colors for your own upliftment at a time of some distress. They were there to help you and uplift you, and still they remain with you. The person who could see them around you had the ability to know these spirits by their lights. You, my dear friend, have had many from our world join you.
Yes.
Not only in your waking moments, but as you so aptly told your colleagues in your sleep state.
Yes.
They will remain with you for some time to come. Not because you are in emotional trouble, but because at times of grief or distress, those beings come closer to each one of you, whether you are aware of them or not.
I've been very aware. It's been lovely. I'm really grateful that I'm able to know that.
So now to assume that these beings are all of your family members.
No.
They are not.
No.
They are your protectors, your friends, your teachers. That is why they are seen in many colors.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do now. Thank you. So often, when I'm feeling distressed, particularly distressed about something, a situation, I often find I hear a sudden noise, or I become aware that possibly a spirit is in the room with me. I don't know if I'm right in assuming this, but something, a piece of furniture or something will move suddenly in a way that I can't see how it could have moved except by some other means. Am I right in assuming today something moved in the house? And I wondered if it was I didn't know if it was my negative mental state that might have caused it to happen, or whether it was I was in the presence of a helping spirit.
I would say this to you, my dear friend, that at your spiritual growth, it would be most unlikely that any negative feelings from you would create such happiness. All of you who have come here for any length of time are protected.
Good.
It would only happen if that negativity remained for any long period of time.
Yes.
In which case it allows that negative thought to become reality.
Ah, yes. Mm.
And you know also that like attracts like.
Yes.
So, firstly, I say to you, you are protected.
Thank you.
But what I also wish to say to you is this, that each one of you is developing in their own unique way. Not all of you see or feel the same. When those from our world come close for whatever reason, they have to, if they cannot influence you through the spirit, they influence through the emotions or sometimes physical happening.
Ah, yes.
They will select which is best for each individual.
Mm.
If you cannot see with clear vision, they will speak to you. With the spiritual ear, you may hear or you may not, dependent upon your own capabilities.
Mm.
Yes. But yes, that would be those who come close to you to make you understand that they hear and know what is happening in your daily life.
I felt it was a comfort. I felt it was to comfort and reassure.
I would tell you this, and I do not often give these things as you know, but there is a lady who has been with you from your birth and who seeks to encourage you. And she has been responsible for many of these movements. Please do not be afraid.
No, no, I'm not. No.
But it is her way of letting you know that she is there to comfort you.
And that's wonderful. I'm very grateful, actually. And that does explain a lot, actually.
Yes.
And I will try to go within when I become aware of her presence. I will use it as a...
You do have the gift of clear vision, but it is yet to be unlocked.
Oh.
But it is there for you to use if you so desire.
Yes, I would like to, yes. I'll work, I'll meditate more now. Questions, anyone? Mm-hmm. Thank
you.
George?
Yes,
may I be
Ben?
So rude as to interrupt our gentleman friend? I wish to say to the lady who has said no, a few words. She has gained much in experience these past weeks of her time, but with the knowledge and experience there has been created a few little doubts. Yes.
I wasn't aware of any doubts, I don't think.
Yes, there is within
mm-hmm.
a doubt. What I would say to you is this, that I accept what comes to you with love and understanding, and whatever happens must happen. I say therefore to you, my dear friend, take each experience and handle it with love.
Thank you. I will be loving mine.
Now, gentlemen, friend, please.
Sure. You talked to us recently about beings of light that walk the planet at the present time that have come from other worlds. I was just wondering if you would clarify, are these beings who have gone through the usual incarnation process and have earth bodies, but would this be so, and would they, the difference would be that they would have a different from usual soul connection. And I think you said the spiritual light beamed from them.
Yes, you are correct in what you say. There are beings of light which live in your world. And the only way they can live in your world is to don the cloak of human flesh. They do have a different soul connection, because beings of light, their task is to look after this planet. When they incarnate to human form, their light can never be dismissed, diminished, or extinguished. Their light shines forth like a beacon. Their light shines forth with such brightness that no one can doubt that they are beings of love and light and goodness. There are many in your world in this present day. Their task is to protect this planet Earth. Their task is to show and direct love where it is needed. Their task is to show humankind the way forward.
Yes, that's...
Is that helpful to you?
Yes, that's wonderful, thank you. So at a glance, they would appear as ordinary Earth beings, but with a second look, there would be this light from them.
Yes. You will know them.
And
if you should meet them.
Yes, I follow now. So, before coming to this planet, they would have light form elsewhere.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that makes it clear. Thank
yes.
You. Yes, we're very, very fortunate to have such beings with us, obviously.
So even in physical form, if we met them, we would be aware of the light, would we?
Their spiritual energy and light
yes.
Would not be mistaken. You all have heard of these beings of light, whose goodness and love extend throughout your planet.
Yes. I can think of one. I didn't meet this person, but been interesting too.
Are there more questions, please?
Graham?
I was going to ask a question about schools. I think that there are changes occurring in schools at the moment. There's some negativity amongst the teaching profession, but children these days are harder to teach because of indiscipline, and often children want to do their own thing, not necessarily follow the lesson plan. But one of the changes that's occurred in the teaching profession is that teachers these days, I think, are gentler and more caring, and I think that the classroom atmosphere is probably more compassionate than it used to be. And yet, despite these things, many children are very difficult to teach because of the way they obstruct the lessons.
Yeah.
I was wondering what we're doing wrong as teachers.
Firstly, let me say, my dear friend, that there is no fault with those who teach. The basic fault in your world today is materialism. Your children of this world, in this age, in this time, lack for nothing except spiritual gifts. Very few of your children in your schools fully understand their true nature.
Yes.
They have been raised in a world full of what they consider to be their right, these gifts of material things.
Yes.
And so do, I have to say, all parents of these children.
Yes.
You feel that you are giving them everything that you can.
Yes.
The most important thing that you can give a child is love and understanding, and to stop thinking of them as just children. They are people.
Yes.
They may be younger. They may be under your safeguard. but they are individual.
Yes.
There is coming a time in your world when materialism will fall, when people will realize that the gifts of love and giving are more important.
That's very interesting.
So, do not feel that those teachers have fault.
Yes.
That is not the right approach. I would say, as a teaching person, that you must look at each child individually.
Yes.
You must take them to your heart. You must look for those spiritual gifts that are there.
Yes.
And you must help them to develop as people.
Yes.
I know when you have a number of children that this is not always possible. But if you use your spiritual eyes, yes, you will see what gifts they have, what gifts that need to be developed.
Yes, there's new things coming in, like a thing they call the PSC, where we do have an opportunity to teach spiritual messages. I think that these are very important. It's coming in more and more, I think.
Yes.
And, it is an opportunity to connect a bit more in a spiritual way. And I've found that that was very useful and valuable.
When the spirit is touched, of course you must live in the physical world. Of course you need these material things.
Yes.
But what you do not need is the love of material things.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing wrong in having material goods, but it is the love of them which is the downfall of your young children in your world. Do you understand the difference?
Yes, I can.
Children seem to get very competitive,
yes,
about what they have.
Yes. You should nurture their love of giving.
Yes.
Their love of liking all others.
Yes.
I will not say love for these very young people, because love to them means something entirely different. But children have a natural instinct, and children want to be loved more than any other thing.
Yes.
Therefore, the responsibility, I would say, of your schools upon this earth,
yes,
is to help to nurture these children, bring out their spiritual gifts and their capabilities of living in this most material world.
That's very interesting. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Yes.
I can understand and I agree with what you're saying.
There will always be those who will disagree.
Yes.
There will always be those in your world who have harsh words, words of discipline.
Yes.
Look to your animal kingdom. Which animal, treated harshly or with love, responds to the human touch? And therein lies your answer.
Mm. Yes.
I do not say this is an easy task, because in your world today there is much that has gone in the wrong direction. But that is no reason to be afraid for the future. because, as I have told you, my dear friends, there is change. That is why, as the gentleman has already discussed, these light beings upon this earth, because they will not allow this planet to be destroyed. So I say, take these words as a message of hope to you all.
Thank you very much.
I feel for this time I have spoken enough. Next time I hope to bring you some more teaching.
Thank you very much.
But I say to you, my dear friends, if you need the time for questions, then do not be afraid to ask. Because my task here, as you know, is to help and encourage you also.
Thank you.
So as you leave this room tonight, I know that the heaviness which was with you when you came will be a little lighter.
Thank you so much,
Spirit
Friends.
So let's try to get away from too much emotional involvement.
Yes.
And obviously live more within spirit.
The emotional body creates many problems in your world. It is something that you must truly try to control. But I leave you now, my dear friends, deep and safe in my love.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I love you.